Now, a story about math. And it would be easy to start off with a light quip about how lots of us are terrible at math, or how we hated taking math in school. But let's not do that, because there's some truth behind the humor. Lots of students struggle with math, and even more don't particularly enjoy studying it. So how do we change that? What can we do to help kids succeed in math? Stacy Newharth Pritchett has one answer to that question based on her research. She's the Associate Dean for Academic Programs and Professor in UGA's Mary Frances Early College of Education, and she spoke to WUGA's Martin Matheny earlier this week.
Dr. Newharth Pritchett, thanks for talking to our listeners today.
Thank you.
Your research points pretty squarely to pre-kindergarten programs being an important factor in future math success. Can you talk a little bit more about what you found in some more detail?
Sure. So the program that we examined was the Georgia pre-kindergarten program, and it was delivered within a local school district that had a high proportion of children who were living in poverty. So one of the wonderful things that came out of this program was access for these four-year-olds to be able to make a smooth transition to public school. So although parents are very well equipped to work with children in their homes and, you know, help them understand the foundational building blocks, sometimes parents are not fully aware of all the foundational pieces. So the access to this pre-kindergarten program provides them with some of the tools with regard to academic language that's associated with mathematics learning. So those could be exposure to numbers, spatial relationships, the types of skills that they're going to encounter when they enter the kindergarten classroom. So by having this ability to have earlier exposure to that, it sets them on a nice trajectory. So it's not necessarily about the student's abilities, but rather access to the right types of information to smooth a transition.
One thing that stood out to me in reading about your work is that I believe you said that most of the pre-K teachers are teachers who are sort of in the early stages of their career, but really it's more ideal to have specialist and master's degree teachers. Can you talk a little bit about, it seems obvious why that's important, but I'll bet there's some detail to it.
So this study was conducted in 1999, and at the time, teachers who were teaching in the pre-kindergarten program were compensated on the same state salary schedule as public school teachers in kindergarten through grade 12. So what we found was that the highly educated teachers had tons of years of experience in the classroom, had great experience also with meeting the needs of very young children. So unlike today, where the teachers somewhat change over from year to year, this group of students had access to a caliber of quality in the classroom that really allowed them to flourish in those settings, because those teachers had a great deal of experience in fostering the types of academic and social and behavioral outcomes that we were hoping to see.
What are the takeaways for policymakers from your research? What should we be doing or not doing as a matter of public policy?
This study does suggest that Georgia's investment in pre-kindergarten programs is a wise one. I think this also helps parents connect with the expectations for school. We don't have necessarily follow-up data from siblings of the children who are in this program, but by their involvement within the program, there are likely things that those parents learn that translated to other siblings.
You mentioned parents, and I wonder if you could talk a little bit about some takeaways for parents as a way to either augment what kids are getting in pre-K, or maybe right now kids are not in pre-K. What can parents do to sort of bolster what we're talking about here?
Sure. I would love for all parents to be able to take advantage of the pre-kindergarten program that we have in the state. One other really important takeaway here is that parents' engagement with this early learning program really does foster opportunities for them to be partners in their children's education, to support what would be good expectations for what would be witnessed in the kindergarten classroom. So things that could be very simple as counting the number of steps that they take as they walk into their house every day is reinforcing very basic mathematical skills under which children are building schemas for future concepts associated with mathematics. So it doesn't take a ton to make a substantial difference.
Great. Stacy Newharth Pritchett is the Associate Dean for Academic Programs and a professor in the University of Georgia's Mary Frances Early College of Education. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.